AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40.
These are the biggest hits radio stations are playing across the country. Rocketing four notches to number five is the woman from Scotland who's gone from the lyrical sweetness of Morning Train to the far grittier sound of songs like Sugar Wall, Strut, and her latest hit, The Lover in Me. Here's Sheena Easton.
Talk about the love you're missing.
Talk about, think about, dream about your lover. Sheena Easton at number five this week, moving up with her 11th Top 40 hit, The Lover in Me. Coming up, a perky teen prodigy whose songwriting career began at age 12 when she wrote a song about America and walked away with a $1,000 first prize. Details coming up.
Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40.
Let's do it.
Every week, Casey's Top 40 does it across the USA, from Wildcat, Kentucky to Wild Cherry, Arkansas, from Wilder, Vermont to Wilderville, Tennessee. And from Los Angeles, here's that wild rapper who calls himself Tone Loc, holding at number four for a second week with Wild Thing. That's the master rapper Tone Loc on CT40 at number four with one of the biggest rap hits ever, Wild Thing. Now, we're up to our story about the teen prodigy whose songwriting career began at age 12. That's when she wrote a song about America and walked away with a $1,000 prize. She actually began writing songs at the age of five, but she didn't try to do anything with them until a New York City radio station sponsored a songwriting contest to celebrate America. Debbie, who was 12 at the time, wrote a song called I Come From America, which includes the lyrics, I may look like I'm from Korea, I may speak like I'm from Africa, I may have an Italian accent, but I come from America. Debbie's mom took her daughter's tape to the station just hours before the contest deadline, and each day, mother and daughter would stay glued to the radio to see who would win the $1,000 prize. Imagine their excitement when her name was called. The winner? Debbie Gibson. It was a turning point in her very young life because, as she explains, quote, it was the first time that other people noticed my songs other than my family, and I'd won $1,000 for it, and the contest was open to people up to 22. Unquote. Debbie was a very mature 12-year-old, so she took most of her prize money and put it in the bank. But she did keep a few dollars out to buy some new clothes. Today, Debbie Gibson's songwriting skills are paying even greater dividends, and she can afford all the new clothes she wants. Thanks to her six top 40 hits. Here's the latest, moving up five notches to number three, Debbie Gibson's Lost in Your Eyes. Climbing a smart five notches to number three this week on CT40, Debbie Gibson with a song she wrote and produced, Debbie's Lost in Your Eyes. Two jumbo hits to go on our way to number one.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
In the Army.
Casey's Top 40.
We're on our way to the number one song in the land this week. Up a notch to number two is the latest incarnation of the New Jersey sound. Over the years, the Jersey sound has belonged to Frank Sinatra, the Four Seasons, and Bruce Springsteen. And it's currently the property of a band from Northern Jersey called Bon Jovi. Here they are doing Jersey proud with Born to Be My Baby. John Bon Jovi and the band up a notch to number two on CT40 with their eighth top 40 hit, Born to Be My Baby. Now, before we get to the number one song in the land this week, let's take a look at the biggest hits on the tops of the other radio and records charts. At number one on the black chart, Dreamin' by Vanessa Williams. At number one on the country chart, Highway Robbery by Tanya Tucker. And at number one on the pop singles chart is only the second choreographer to ever hit the top of the charts. The other choreographer, Tony Basil. She made it back in 1982 with her song, Mickey. And the latest singer and dancer in our countdown is at number one for the second week in a row. Here she is, Paula Abdul, holding at the top with her number one smash, Straight Up. That's former L.A. Lakers cheerleader Paula Abdul at number one for a second week, doing some fancy footwork at the top with Straight Up. There you have them, the 40 biggest songs in the USA. CT40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood 90078. Casey's Top 40 is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Karen Shearer. The CT40 staff includes Mary Pat Carney, Merrill Schindler, Dennis Whitcomb, Regina Williamson, Ron Harris, Laura Gross, Greg Manley, and Cito Shear. Production and engineering by Al Ramirez with Chris Lindsley and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem, and for a look at your favorite hits and stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. Till next week, when once again we'll count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And keep your dial tuned right where it is.
AirCheckDownloads.com.